So just taking a little bit of time just to arrive into the posture that feels right for you in this body scan. And just checking in whether you need any more support in any way, whether it's a blanket or a cushion. And also know that as we move along in this body scan today, knowing that you can shift your posture from lying to sitting if you need, or from sitting to lying, or to your side, or anything that you need to do to make yourself more comfortable over the next half an hour. Great. So just letting yourself arrive into the support of the chair or the mat that you're lying on. And this is an opportunity to step out of clock time altogether and into this moment with an open mind and heart. And I invite you to just tune into what's the intention you want to bring to this practice today, if any, that will support you to be as present as you can, as awake as you can to this exercise. Perhaps an intention that might inspire you or uplift you or motivate you. The intention from my perspective in this practice is to welcome whatever arises, whether it's pleasant, neutral or unpleasant thoughts and feelings and sensations. Because we're learning to drop into being mode and to bring a non-reactive, friendly, curious attention to whatever you're experiencing. And to practice letting go of the tendency of wanting things to be different from how they are right now. Also knowing that that's not necessarily easy to do. But we're just holding that intention to allow things to be exactly as they are. So as you settle in, I invite you to notice the contact with the floor, the chair or the mat, and feeling the sensations of that contact, maybe sensations of pressure or weightedness, softness or hardness. Allowing yourself to surrender to that support. You might notice temperature, cool or warmth. And then I invite you to bring attention to your breath. Noticing the sensations that come with the in-breath and the out-breath. You might notice the expansion on the in-breath, the sensations of expansion, and on the out-breath, sensations of letting go and releasing. And maybe then becoming aware of the entire body as you lie here, including your breath and all the sensations of breathing in and breathing out, and the constant flux and changing of sensations that you might begin to notice. And remembering we're not here to try to change anything. We're not here to achieve a particular state. We're just here to explore with curiosity and friendliness to our moment by moment experience, however it is. The pleasant, the neutral, the unpleasant, even experiences of nothing or blankness, as well as even intense sensations. We're practicing welcoming all of that, including also our reactions to our experience, like boredom perhaps, or impatience, or judgment or aversion. All of that is welcome and being included in awareness. And if your mind wanders off into thought, know that this is really normal and natural. This is just what minds do. Not a problem at all. It's not a sign that anything has gone wrong. But the practice is to then bring an awareness to your thoughts and perhaps lightly noting them, thinking or worrying or planning, and then intentionally bringing attention back to the body part that we're focusing on today. So now I'm going to invite you to bring attention all the way down to your left foot and to begin exploring the sensations there, starting with the contact of your heel connecting to the earth, the ball of your foot. And just noticing the sensations of contact or whatever sensations you might notice. And then allowing yourself to also notice the toes of your left foot. You might notice the sensations in the toes, like warmth or coolness, the contact between the toes, all and any sensations from the little toe along to the big toe. And then allowing your attention to move to the sole of the left foot. Again, being curious about any sensations that you're aware of there. Tingling, vibrating, changes in temperature, pleasant or neutral or unpleasant sensations. Whatever you're noticing and feeling is exactly the way it's supposed to be right now. There's no need to feel any particular way during this practice. So just noticing the arch of the foot, the ball and the heel and the toes and the sole of the foot. And you might notice sensations or a lack of sensations, and that's also not a problem. What's important is just noticing whatever's arising and any reactions to your sensations that you might notice as well. And then perhaps bringing attention to the top of the left foot, to the sides, beginning to include the left ankle. And then just letting awareness inhabit and cradle the whole of the left foot, the toes, the heel, the arch, the sole, the top of the foot. And we're practicing not thinking about the foot so much as sensing into it directly. Rather than looking down at it from your head, you're sensing into the very presence of your left foot, inhabiting it from the inside. And then on the out-breath, letting go of being aware of your left foot and bringing attention to the left ankle. And allowing yourself to feel how the left ankle is connected to the left knee through the shin bone and the calf muscle. And as best you can, sensing in to whatever it is that you notice between the knee and the ankle on the surface of the skin, down into the bones and the flesh of the calf muscle. And when you're ready, releasing on the out-breath, awareness of the calf and the shin bone and bringing attention to the knee. And just sensing in to the boniness of the kneecap, perhaps the softer parts at the back of the knee and its sides. And being curious, whatever it is that you notice, without any agenda or any expectation about what you find. And as you breathe out, releasing attention of the knee and bringing attention into the left thigh and sensing how the knee and the hip bone are connected through the presence of feeling your left thigh all the way up to the inside of the groin and the outside of the hip. You might notice the fleshiness. You might notice sensations on the skin, or going even deeper into the bones. And just knowing as we move along this journey of being present in our body, knowing that if at any point things get too intense, you can move, you can open your eyes, you can shift your attention to another place in your body that might feel more comfortable. Knowing that you have choice where you put your attention. What's more important is not my voice and guidance, but your experience, your attention to your own experience. And then I invite you to let go on the next out breath, to let go of awareness of your left thigh And just sensing the whole of your left leg right now, all the way from the toes up to the top of your leg, just seeing if you can sense the wholeness of it, the whole left leg. And then on the out-breath, letting go of all of that and bringing attention to the right foot. Noticing that you have the capacity to shift your attention with your intention. And then allowing yourself to begin to inhabit the left foot, perhaps beginning with the toes, the big toe all the way through to the little toe, and any sensations of dryness or itchiness or warmth or coolness or no sensations at all of that is welcome. And then letting your attention expand into the whole of your right foot, feeling the ball, the heel, the sole, the top of the foot, and the sides of the foot. Noticing any and all sensations in this moment. Letting attention begin to inhabit the ankle as well. And then slowly letting the attention shift into that length between the ankle and the knee, noticing how the ankle and knee are connected through the shin bone and the calf muscle, allowing awareness to flow into and take up residence in the bottom right leg, the calf muscle and the shin bone. You might notice the length, the width, the fleshiness, the boniness of that area. And again, just noticing if your mind is wandering off, just noticing where the mind is in this moment, being curious about the attitude of the mind towards whatever you're experiencing. And if it's gone away, just gently noting where the mind has gone and inviting your attention to come back to the object of what we're focusing on, which at the moment is the bottom right leg. And I'm going to invite you to, on the next out breath, let go of bringing attention to the bottom right leg, and then bringing attention back into the knee, feeling the boniness of the kneecap, the underbelly of the knee, the softness of the tissue on the sides or underneath, and letting awareness begin to radiate into the upper right thigh, all the way to the inside of the groin and the hip bone on the outside. Sensing into that entire region, feeling how the kneecap and the hip bone are connected through the thigh. Noticing any and all sensations that you might discover as you remain curious and open to whatever is arising. And then on the next out breath, I invite you to let go of awareness and attention on the right thigh and just sensing the entire right leg now, from the toes all the way up into the hip socket, feeling the wholeness of the right leg. And then on the out breath, breathing out of it as we bring our attention into the pelvic region. Beginning to allow your attention to inhabit this area of your body, the buttocks, the genitals and groin, the hips, cradling this region in caring awareness. This is simply the practice of awarenessing, just exploring what is here with curiosity and openness and presence. And on the next out breath, releasing your awareness of the pelvic area and bringing awareness into the belly center, the belly area, inside of the abdomen. From the surface of the skin down into the center of the abdomen, noticing any and all sensations. And again, if anything gets too intense or too much, know that you can bring your attention back to a safe harbor of your breath, or opening your eyes, or moving if needed, until you're ready to bring your attention back into the abdomen. You might notice the sensations of the breath as you bring attention to the abdomen, the in-breath and the out-breath, the expansion on the in-breath, the deflation on the out-breath. You might even notice the skin stretching a little as you breathe in. And then I invite you on the next out-breath to let go of the focus of attention on the abdomen, and then allowing attention to move down into your lower back and lumbar region. This can be a place where we can often feel pain and discomfort. So noticing if you're aware of any lower back pain, and practicing allowing awareness to inhabit and hold anything that you're noticing there. Letting awareness fill up and cradle the lower lumbar region of the back as best you can, staying present at the sensory level. You might notice any ideas or thoughts or reactions about the lower back coming up. And if you do, seeing if you can just bring attention back directly into the sensations. And then allowing awareness to move up into the upper back. Sensing the presence of your spine. Sensing all the sensations around the upper back and the shoulder blades. Noticing whatever is there, and then allowing attention to also include the chest area, the wall of the chest and the breasts, the collarbones, the heart area, the rib cage that moves and expands as we breathe in and breathe out. Letting your awareness fill up and inhabit the entirety of that area of the upper chest. You might even notice sensations related to the pulsing of the heart, the sensations related to the expansion of the rib cage, or anything else you notice, just welcome, putting out the welcoming mat for whatever you experience. And as you breathe out, releasing awareness of this region of your body and allowing your awareness to shift down into your hands, and we're going to feel them both at the same time. Beginning with noticing the palms of your hands and the fingers, the inside of the fingers, the thumbs and the forefingers, the tips of your fingers. And then the back of your hands and your fingers. And just being curious, whatever sensations you notice there, perhaps warmth or coolness, pulsing, tingling, vibrating, aliveness. You might notice the fleshiness of the hands, or even the bones in the hands. And just noticing all the changing sensations that you become aware of as you sense into your hands. And then allowing awareness to move into the wrists. And then sensing how the wrists are connected to the elbows through the forearms. Noticing any and all sensations in the forearms. And then allowing awareness to gently move into the upper arms from the elbows all the way up to the shoulders, and sensing how the shoulders are connected to the elbows through the upper arms. And as you breathe in, breathing into the upper arms and noticing all the sensations there that might be staying the same or changing. And then on the out-breath, allowing attention to shift into the shoulder region and the neck area. This is also another area where there's a predominance of tension and pain sometimes. So if you do notice any unpleasant sensations of tension or discomfort, seeing if you can set the intention just to welcome that exactly as it is. Breathing into it on the in-breath, perhaps, and breathing out on the out-breath, if that helps. Again, just knowing that here our intention is just to be with, to explore whatever we notice. We're not trying to achieve any outcome of relaxation or calmness. We're simply approaching our experience with the spirit of curiosity and openness. We're just allowing what you notice in the neck and the shoulders, and then allowing the attention on the next out-breath to release from that area, bringing your attention into the jaw and the throat, filling the entire region of your jaw, allowing awareness to flow into that area, beginning to notice sensations in the jaw, in the throat, pleasant or neutral or unpleasant, it doesn't matter. And then allowing attention to then flow into the mouth area, into the mouth cavity, where you can sense your teeth, the back of your tongue and your tongue, the upper palate, and the lower palate, and the lips. Just allowing awareness to feel that region so that you can really begin to notice all the sensations in that area. And then allowing awareness to begin to flow into the nose. Noticing your nose, the sensations perhaps of air entering your nostrils on the in-breath. And releasing air on the out-breath. You might even notice that the air on the in-breath is slightly cooler than the air on the out-breath. Letting yourself become aware of the cheeks and the ears. And becoming aware of the temples, the eyelids and the eyes, and even the eyeballs. Noticing how they feel right now. Do they feel dry or moist or itchy? Do you notice colors or shapes that you can see with your eyes closed? Movement or stillness? Welcoming all that you notice. Then letting awareness flow into the forehead, the skin across the forehead, and then up into the top of the head. Letting it slowly penetrate and suffuse the top of your head and the back of your head down into the cranial base. And then allowing awareness to fill up the entire region of the head, from the face to the back of the head. Noticing any and all sensations. And then on the next out-breath, letting go of bringing attention to the head and allowing your awareness to expand to the entirety of the whole body now. From the tip of the toes up to the legs, into the pelvis and torso region, the arms, the back, and the head. And just feeling the entirety of the body right now, the wholeness of it. And noticing what it's like just to really inhabit your body from the inside out right now. Allowing yourself to be in touch with your essential wholeness and completeness. Allowing yourself to notice any stillness that is here. And perhaps just noticing what it's like to be really embodied and present right now, to be living inside your body. And maybe if this feels right for you, thanking yourself for making the time to nurture yourself this way today. And having an intention to keep practicing regularly over the next days and weeks ahead that will continue to support you to experience this being mode that we've been talking about. And when you're ready, letting yourself very gently and slowly, quietly transition back to sitting up. You might want to just begin just making some circles with your knees or rocking from side to side if you need at all, letting yourself have a gentle stretch.